Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Hope we're all having a fine Wednesday. Dom, we got a fine guest. He has joined us right now live via phone. He is Wisconsin State Senator Chris Larson. Chris, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, Chris, I understand you've had some exciting events in your life here of late. You filed a little bit of paperwork and you rolled out a video. What did the video announce, sir?
I am running for U.S. Senate against Ron Johnson, working to unrig the system so it works for everybody, not just wealthy folks like him.
Now, Ron Johnson has not declared that he's running for re-election, but we suspect the craziness, the Trumpian craziness of it all. Chris, we suspect he's building up for some sort of re-elective campaign. Why right now, Chris?
It's the opposite of the Aaron Rodgers saga, right, where everybody's hoping Aaron sticks around here. Everyone's watching Ron Johnson and trying to figure out any way to get rid of him. So, yeah, I wish I knew. I have no idea. I expect he'll probably try and stick around, whether Wisconsin likes it or not. But luckily we have a say in the matter with the election.
Well, let's linger on the point for a moment longer, Chris. Would you rather run against Ron Johnson? He obviously is an incumbent. He's a wealthy man, and he has the power of incumbency. Would you rather see him as the opponent or some other unknown, lesser-known backbench Republican?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have no choice in the matter, but I do think Ron Johnson provides a huge target. I think he is the worst U.S. senator serving right now, right? And he, you know, if we look at history, I mean, he's starting to give Joe McCarthy a run for his money as far as Wisconsin goes, as far as bad senators. Everything from, I think people knew his awfulness for a while, but this pandemic, something just brought out the worst in him, right? Where he objected to direct checks for people, even when it was the Republican plan, when it was Donald Trump's plan, and he was trying to stand in the way of that, blocked it not once, but twice, where he has said that he thinks people have too much money and are sitting on too much money through the pandemic. And then, of course, now his latest anti-vaxxer screeds where he's going on and trying to express doubt. It's making people less safe. But, the fundamental to the question is 4 years ago, the guy ended up not just taking a vote, but actually pushing for a change in a big bill that gave him an even bigger tax cut that allowed him to now become the sixth richest U.S. senator. So he's been there serving for himself. And I think when a push comes to shove, if he sees it, unfortunately, a lot of politicians see the Senate as a casino or as a game that he can rig. I think he's going to try and stick around for another round to try and make some more money for himself off the backs of the rest of us.
Wisconsin State Senator Chris Larson now running for U.S. Senate. Chris, notice the title of your video, Let's Unrig the System. Chris, what is rigged and what would you do? What would your proposals be to unrig it?
I think this is it's fundamental to what's going on, right? And I think a lot of people look at the system and realize the system is broken, right? Where the rich continue to get richer despite not working, despite not doing very much for the rest of us, while the people who are poor continue to stay poor. People in the middle class continue to be stuck in that cycle or slip away, or God forbid they have a health ailment or someone they love gets sick and they have to declare bankruptcy and then the floor falls out underneath them. And that, I think some people just think, well, that's just the way it is. That's just how the system is, and it's broken. And I agree it's broken, but it's not on accident, right? It's set this way. It is set up this way so that the rich, the well-connected Wall Street, and rich politicians are able to continue to stay in power while everyone else has to struggle and toil and try and make ends meet and make their way through the world. But that can change. That can change using the best system of government we've got, which is democracy, right? Of electing people who are going to dismantle that system, shake it up so that it works for everybody. So that's what we mean by unrig the system. So that it is, we're going after Wall Street so that We implement a wealth tax. So we implement a transaction fee so that people who are hedging against our futures and making a fortune off of trades are having to pay for the needs of people, right? The things that we strive to achieve and think most people are finding further and further out of reach. Quality childcare, making sure that they can afford access to healthcare, making sure that we are finally tackling the climate crisis with a Green New Deal. These things are possible if we unrig the system, but you need to have somebody in there who has picked big fights, who's not afraid of going after corporate America. And I'm that candidate. I've got 10 years as a proven progressive to show for it. And I'm looking forward to taking that fight to Washington.
Chris, you said regarding healthcare that people can afford to get access to healthcare. What's your position on a universal healthcare or healthcare for all? Or would you rather see the Obamacare system, the ACA, expanded?
I think we should go for Medicare for all. Yes, universal healthcare. We are the last advanced country in the world not to guarantee access to healthcare for our citizens. And as the wealthiest country in the world, it's just irresponsible. We pay more of our share of income, a higher share of our income than any other country, but the outcomes are not the same, right? You can still, it is still the number one cause of individual bankruptcy, and that's just unconscionable. So yes, absolutely, we should have a healthcare system that is focused on health, not just on the profits of corporate America and Wall Street, right? Of those who are trying to hold on with white knuckles to pharmaceutical patents and make it difficult for people to get access to life-saving medicines, right? Of making sure that people can not just get wellness checks, but are making sure that they're getting the care that they need when they need it. There's a slow slide towards kicking people off or charging ridiculously prohibitively high deductibles for pre-existing conditions. That has to go away, and the only way we do that is going Medicare for all, going big and going bold.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a newly declared U.S. senatorial candidate, our pal Chris Larson. He's a state senator from the great state of Wisconsin. Now, Chris, the guy you'd like to run against, Ron Johnson, or at least you'd like to go against in the general election, perhaps become a U.S. senator, claims that spending is at dangerous levels and is setting conditions for runaway inflation. Well, it's not a shocker. He's often been a budget hawk and pro-austerity for the rest of us. But Chris, is there some danger, be it Medicare for all, be it perhaps, and I'm not saying this is your proposal, but there's lots of proposals out there currently, and they all cost a lot of money, Chris. Do you fear that the American people, that the U.S. cannot afford all of the things to fix all the things that ail us?
Yeah, we can't afford not to, frankly. The current generation, the younger generation, is the only one where it's seeing less optimism and, frankly, less opportunity to purchase a house, to get married, to get a college education, to start a family than the previous one. And that is because things are frozen in place. Things are broken and rigged in the wrong direction. We want to be responsible with our spending. That's important. But it's also a question of where our priorities are. And so if we are genuine about trying to reduce the deficit and being smart with our spending, let's start with the biggest ticket item. Let's reduce the federal military budget, where we are spending more than the next 10 nations combined. You want to start saving money, let's go with that, right? And I take issue with the idea that Ron Johnson, you said he's suddenly found this. He found the flag of being a deficit hawk, of worrying about the deficit again after, frankly, he voted for and amplified and benefited from a bill that boosted the deficit by $2 trillion, right? He threw away his deficit hawk hat when that happened as soon as it benefited him. And so I think it's pretty ridiculous that he tried to dust that thing off and put it back on and say, oh, yeah, I really care about this when it came time for helping everybody else. And frankly, people who needed it in the middle of a pandemic when they were suffering the most. So, yeah, you can't go back to that. I think people remember exactly where that guy stands on the issue.
Well, Ron Johnson came in studio with us and bragged. You know, he didn't do it for him. He did it for designated S Corps like us, guys like me. But anyways, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about another position, sure. Another advocacy, Senator. Legalize marijuana on a federal level. Are you for it or against it?
For it, 100%. I could go on, but I'd almost rather hear you because I know how much you care about it.
No, you gave the right answer, Chris, in this case. Real quick, we're running out of time, Chris. Tell us, family, I know you got family. Tell us about the family and where people can support your candidacy, sir.
Yeah, we've got a website, voteforlarson.org. We've also got the video rolling. You can see it on Facebook and Twitter. If you're up for it, check it out. If you like it, give it a share. Send it to your friends. And if you don't, let us know what you think. We're trying to make sure we're putting strong policy positions out there. And so we've got three in the video. I already talked about one of them. And absolutely happy to hear from folks about what they think we should be tackling as the race moves forward.
Chris, wife, kids, and what kind of dog did I hear barking in the background before?
You could hear her? Donut. Yeah, that's Donut. They just left to go swimming. They're good. Everyone's fully recovered and more than happy. So we're good. We're back on the parent circuit. We've got, what do we have tonight? Swimming, baseball, and soccer. So, yeah. Yeah, everybody's good. We're back on the routine.
Well, and back on the campaign circuit, State Senator Chris Larson, good luck with your U.S. senatorial candidacy. Chris will catch up real soon. Thank you for coming around. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks. I get home before daylight. Just might get some
sleep tonight. Good luck. We're all counting on you.